KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And we do have 77 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good Wednesday afternoon to you. We can see your weekend from here. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. It's our top local stories this hour. Containment numbers rising on the Hawk Fire. Coming up, what firefighters say are the biggest challenges that lie ahead. Are you all over the fires that have been happening here? Well, the fires don't care. Directly ahead, Governor Lombardo and others pleading for you to stay vigilant when it comes to preventing new fires. And he was not kidding. A new fire burning in northern Washoe County on the way. The details of the S1 fire. Well, it's our top local story this Wednesday afternoon. 85% containment on the Hawk Fire. We have 15,000 acres charred. 47 homes destroyed. Incident Command said they've made some pretty great strides in getting this fire knocked out. The fire, apparently, they're concerned on the west side of the fire. They're going to be working on that. The east side, that's pretty well contained. And fire crews in this morning's briefing say they are in mop-up mode. And authorities are now beginning to turn to why the Hawk Fire happened in the first place. Authorities say that they are now investigating. Yes, we know it was human-caused, but is the question whether it was intentionally set or not. Reno police say they are investigating and they're asking anyone with tips to come forward and let them know what they know. Repopulation efforts are slowly getting underway, and word is that most of the repopulation evacuation orders have been downgraded to either warnings or in the safe zone. So fire crews say they are confident that this is pretty well under control at this hour. Other news that we are following this hour, Governor Lombardo says he knows that people are weary of the fire, but he wants people to think of the fire crews that are actually working the Hawk Fire. He says, in words, that most of northern Nevada has gotten the brunt of fire resources from around the state and other places. He says that it's to the detriment of other areas around the state of Nevada that firefighters are coming here and helping out with the Hawk Fire. He says that everyone needs to be extra careful. You don't start a fire. He also says, in response to chatter, that northern Nevada got the short end of the stick when it comes to resources. That is simply not true. We are getting personnel and equipment to the detriment of other parts of the state. And unfortunately, there is no rest for the weary. The so-called S1 fire is now over 2,500 acres as it burns in a remote part of Washoe County. It's located near the community of in the northwest corner of the county. Started yesterday afternoon and grew quickly. Some evacuation warnings are now in place. Please don't go up there. So far, no injuries have been reported. Some Washoe County schools are still closed today due to that fire. We have a list up right now on our Twitter X page. All you have to do is search FM News Talk. And if you're looking for those lists, what we have here, North Valleys and McQueen High Schools, they're closed. O'Brien, Cold Springs, and Billinghurst Middle Schools, along with Silver Lake, Stead, Alice Smith, Lemon Valley, Inskeep, Gomez, Desert Height, and Melton Elementary Schools. Those are closed. All other Washoe County School District schools are indeed open, but it is not clear whether or not they'll remain closed. Those that I just mentioned will remain closed come tomorrow. Word in other news that we are following this hour, a scam worth tens of thousands of dollars snares a Reno youth basketball program who were just trying to renovate where their kids play. Word is that they were looking for a new basketball floor, and they put down a $40,000 deposit to a reputable firm up in Idaho who builds basketball courts. The issue was the person that they went through, who was indeed that firm's general manager, well, he deposited the money all right, but he deposited in his personal checking account, so says Reno police. And for a while, he said everything was on the up and up. But the problem was the guy, he decided to turn scam artist and pocket the money. 51-year-old David Devereaux is now charged in the case. He was arrested in Pocatello, Idaho, and he sits at a local jail up there awaiting extradition, aka a free trip to Reno on numerous charges. He was accused of terrorizing pedestrians in Philadelphia while wearing a costume mask linked to a well-known horror movie character. and now he's under arrest. The assailant, the suspect, I should say, would approach pedestrians in downtown Philadelphia and essentially say, "Do you want to die?" He never actually lived in Philadelphia. He fled once his picture went up on the TV news there. He fled to Las Vegas, where he lives, tried to hide out, but within 5 days, authorities say they did catch him. And he is under arrest, and he's awaiting extradition, and he's facing a number of charges. The race for California governor has tightened, with just 8 points between the two candidates. That those two candidates, of course, are Javier Becerra and Steve Hilton. Becerra still leads, but Hilton has closed the gap. The statewide average gas price is up by 3 cents in Nevada. AAA says the average cost for a gallon of self-serve regular is $4.82. The most expensive gas can be found in Mineral County, where it's going for $5.52. The least expensive price is in White Pine County, where gas is $4.37. Gas is $5.19 in Washoe County, $4.82 in Clark County. Also, the same is, word is that gas is just about as expensive in California as it always is. FM News Talk time. It is 12:12.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
We're looking fairly decent on the roads in the metropolitan areas. However, southbound 395 at Red Rock, that's right up there just at the very edge of Stead in Reno, there's an injury collision right at the bottom of the hill. Also, on your way towards the USA Parkway or Fernley on eastbound Interstate 80 at Patrick, there is another broken down vehicle in that area. And I want to tell you that since 1986, Pro One Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends for all of your automotive needs. And don't forget, Pro One Automotive is home with a no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. It's 88 in Sparks, 87 in Carson City, 89 in Yarrington, 76 degrees south Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at
weather. We have one more day of this stable weather pattern. Then tomorrow we start to see a change. A windier day tomorrow. A little cooler, and then much cooler Friday with temperatures in the 70s and a chance of showers. Cheap and good are not related. Don't end up broken down on the side of the road to find out why it's called a screaming deal. Trust a master mechanic for everything automotive. Guy Benson coming up at 1 after the noon news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest, that's 2 years of no interest on approved credit, and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Poppy and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967, they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing, Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranty.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust, and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet Store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet Store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I met Good Feet. That changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet Store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
At a time when so many parents are worried about what their children are learning or not learning, there's a different path right here in Reno, the Church at Reno's Academy, where students receive a Bible-based education rooted in faith, discipline, patriotism, and academic excellence. It isn't the chaos of the county schools. It's structure, respect, purpose. Students are challenged with rigorous academics, supported with strong moral foundations, and something almost forgotten in modern education, taught cursive writing. Why? Because students continue to show cursive improves memory, comprehension, and cognitive development. Don't forget, America's founding documents are all written in cursive. If your child or grandchild needs an alternative to the confusion and declining standards in Washoe County, look no further than the Church at Reno Academy. Faith, freedom, academic excellence. Go to thechurchatreno.com for more information.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
Aside from the candidates, we won't have much to decide in the upcoming midterms. I'm John Potter for the new news. There are only two statewide ballot questions this year. That's the lowest number in 14 years. The two in play are the second go-rounds for ones that passed in 2024. Question 6, the right to abortion initiative, and question 7, the require voter ID initiative. Both go into effect if approved again in November. But other ballot questions did not make it. The governor's proposed amendment banning trans players in girls' sports was challenged in court, which approved it, but too late for the petition process. He says he'll ask the legislature to take action on it next year. Another amendment to allow medical procedures not approved by the FDA in Nevada failed to get enough signatures, and a third was for open primaries in Nevada that also lacked enough signups. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.1 3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk time is 12:17. Here are some more stories that are making the rounds. A fatal crash this morning on westbound Interstate 80 just east of Donner Lake. CHP troopers report that just before 9:30 this morning, a semi-truck went off the highway just before you get to the Donner Pass off-ramp and went into some vegetation near the river. The driver was found unconscious in the cabin, later pronounced dead. At this moment, they're using the number 2 lane for the truck's recovery. Have some more good news on the Hawk Fire. Full containment is now expected by September 1st. Not much new acreage is being burned, and NV Energy is getting the power back on to 988 people who are still without power. That's about half of the outages we had yesterday. Unfortunately, we have two new fires in Nevada. Two are fast-moving ones in far northern Washoe County. They've burned a combined 6,000 acres. That's the S1 and the S3 fire. And the town of Bahia had to be evacuated, the whole town. In northeast Churchill County, the Blue Eagle fire, burning north of Highway 50 and Austin, Nevada, has torched 4,000 acres. That's a look at your local news. Let's do some traffic here real quick. We have an injury collision on southbound 395 at Red Rock. Just as you get to the bottom of that curved hill, there's an injury collision there with a lane closure. Fortunately, not much traffic is being messed up by that collision. Also, southbound 395 at Stead Boulevard, there's some road hazard in the area. Taking a look at it on the cameras, I can't tell what it is. Maybe bags of trash. Also, I do want to remind you that it is important to watch yourself on Interstate 80. Road work has resumed on 80 between the Spaghetti Bowl and going all the way to the California state line. They're replacing 7 bridges. They're widening the road. The 7 bridges, by the way, are 60 years old. You need to use not only extra caution, but please be sure to slow down. It is the safe thing to do. Also, in Carson City, 5th Street is closed at the intersection of Westview Avenue. It will be until about 5 p.m. Fortunately, there is a detour set up in that area. FM News Talk time is 12:20. Oh, taking a quick look at the weather, it's going to be warming up just a little bit today. Currently, it is 88 degrees in Reno, 87 in Dayton, 89 in Smith Valley, 76 degrees in Sparks. It will be a little warmer today, little higher humidity, which is good for firefighters. It's going to be cooling over the next couple of days, and on Friday, we could look for highs in the 70s, looking for a pleasant weather report for the weekend. Again, we'll be up in the 80s on Saturday and Sunday. No real rain is expected.
We have another 90-degree afternoon with temperatures settling to the 70s by Friday, and it's going to be windy tomorrow. A little breeze this afternoon, much like yesterday and Monday, but Thursday windier and Friday cooler and possibly wet. 65 miles per hour, it takes 4 seconds for your brakes to stop you from hitting a car in front. Don't leave your safety to chance. Trust a master mechanic. 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles. If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? 5? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg. In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
University of Nevada named starting quarterback Carter Jones. Now, Jones was a quarterback that played the last 7 games of last season, winning 2 out of the last 3 games. So he will have a bit more experience under his belt after a true freshman year. The Aces are donating ticket sales to tonight's game as well as last night and tomorrow night's game with Sacramento to the Hawk Fire relief effort. Last night, Sacramento won 12-3. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
And it is 12:24 here on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neff. Glad to have you with us here. Dolly Parton has died. The country music icon died Tuesday at the age of 80 after a brief battle with cancer. Parton racked up 11 Grammy Awards during her 7-decade career, sold more than 100 million records worldwide. She was also a philanthropist who started the Dollywood Foundation in 1988 to help children in rural Tennessee achieve educational success. In 1995, she started the Imagination Library to promote childhood literacy. And earlier this year, a children's hospital in Tennessee was renamed the Dolly Parton Children's Hospital because of her donations to the pediatric cancer program. She was recently named America's most popular person, and tributes have been pouring in for the late country music legend since she passed away on Tuesday. Earlier this year, a University of Massachusetts YouGov poll had ranked Parton as the most beloved figure across the U.S. Public figures in the poll included Taylor Swift and former President Obama, but Parton towered over them, coming in 50 points higher than Obama and 62 points higher than Swift. President Trump says prices are going down as his administration continues to tackle affordability. He's on the Glenn Beck program, the podcast there. Trump said affordability was an issue created by the previous administration. He said when he left office, things were going well for the U.S., and then he was handed a mess when he retook office. Trump pointed to bringing the prices of eggs down and said controlling the Strait of Hormuz will bring down energy costs. Senator Darlene Graham is now South Carolina's Republican Senate nominee in the midterms. The sister of the late Lindsey Graham defeated Congressman Ralph Norman in Tuesday's runoff. Governor Henry McMaster appointed Graham to the Senate following the death of her brother last month. She's now seeking a full six-year term. President Trump says the Strait of Hormuz has been cleared of all mines. He made a claim on Tuesday and said any vessel attempting to lay new mines would immediately be destroyed. Iran had committed to removing mines from the critical maritime passage as part of the now-lapsed Memorandum of Understanding negotiated back in June, but it was never done. Meantime, the U.S. continues to help move tankers through the strait, even though traffic still remains below pre-war levels. Well, the Hawk fire in Nevada, well, in Reno, we all know that it's 85% contained. It's holding at just over 15,000 acres northwest of Reno. Some evacuation orders and warnings, well, they're there, but firefighters are reportedly making significant progress. About four dozen homes are now in ashes, and about eight more homes are damaged. So far, no fatalities have been connected to the brush fire. Today is National Dog Day, an annual day recognizing our canine family members, started back in 2004. Raise awareness about the number of dogs that in shelters that need adoption. And it's for where we first heard the phrase, adopt, don't shop, urging people to think twice before buying puppies at pet stores. National Dog Day also recognizes the contributions service dogs make to keep people safe. Well, back to the latest now on Dolly Parton here, and word is that she apparently was struggling with some health issues. She opened up about her health struggles just days before her death. At an interview with People magazine published on Friday, October 21st, Parton said, I am, quote, dealing with some health issues that I just didn't pay attention to when I was watching over her husband. Carl Thomas Dean was the late husband of Parton, who passed away at the age of 82 in March 2025. It was in May that Parton put her Las Vegas residency on hold over undisclosed health concerns, but she told her fans that he was really responding really well to meds and treatment. Her family has not yet disclosed what health issues that she was battling. Well, other news that we are following this hour as we continue right along here on the KKFT News at Noon. Word is that worms could be used in the fight against COVID. Scientists are finding an unusual new weapon to fight viral infections. Genetically modified parasitic worms, researchers at George Washington University said today they altered blood parasites inside mites to help block COVID-19. By adding llama genes to the worms, researchers prompted them to release virus-fighting proteins into the bloodstream across nine generations of mice. Lab tests showed these antibodies successfully neutralized an early strain of the coronavirus. Researchers say the approach is still years away from human testing, but it could lead to new ways of treating chronic illnesses. Well, other news that we are following, sad news from the celebrity world. Actor Tim Curry has died. He was also at the age of 80. Curry is best known for his role in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. TMZ reports that Curry had been dealing with health issues for years and passed away Tuesday night. He was also known for his role as Pennywise in 1990s television movie It and as the hotel clerk Mr. Hector in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. A former child actor said she was reportedly raped during the filming of a Disney Channel movie. Raquel Lee Blow, has filed a lawsuit against Walt Disney, saying she was sexually harassed by a man who worked with her on the movie The Poof Point. Blow was 14 years old during the filming of the movie, which was released in 2001. She claims the middle-aged Disney employee supplied her with alcohol, pressured her to consume it, and raped and assaulted her for weeks. The lawsuit says the abuse was visible only to adults on set, but no one stopped it. She says executives later blamed her deteriorating performance and canceled a future role as her health worsened. She said Disney's negligence reflects a systematic pattern, citing the company's past ties with Harvey Weinstein and convicted acting coach Brian Peck. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. Meta has agreed to roughly $17 billion settlement with a number of states that joined a lawsuit accusing the company of trying to get children addicted to its platforms and illegally collecting their personal data. California Attorney General Rob Bonta, why do you think they decided to settle?
The trial was not going well for Meta, and that is not dissimilar from how their other trials have gone. I think ours went particularly well for us and particularly bad for them.
Film and TV actor Tim Curry has died at the age of 80. TMZ reports the actor passed away at his L.A. home late last night. He was known for playing many characters, such as the concierge of the Plaza Hotel in the 1992 comedy Home Alone 2.
And how are we this morning?
Fine. Is my transportation here?
Out in front, sir. A limousine and a pizza. Compliments of the Plaza Hotel.
The sound courtesy of 20th Century Fox. America's listening to Fox News.
Go.
Can you hear me?
Go. Talk.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:31 as we continue right along here on the KKFD News at Noon. Very glad to have you with us as we can move right along here. And a word from the NFL today. The NFL Players Association is acting accordingly following a new CTE study. It was on Tuesday the Players Union sent out an email regarding the study to all players and to all player agents. This comes after Massachusetts General Brigham Hospitals released a report on Monday that found at least 25% of ex-NFL players who died between 2016 and 2021 had CTE. In the email, the NFLPA says the findings should serve as a call to action across the entire football ecosystem and that they all share a responsibility to advance research and support those affected by the long-term impacts of the game. CTE is a degenerative brain disease that's linked to repeated head trauma and can only be diagnosed after birth. FM News Talk time, 12:32.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Live great and celebrate. Meeting up with good friends, making new ones, celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, job promotions, or family reunions. At Glen Eagles Restaurant, expect the best in service and food preparation, comfortable atmosphere, elegant sitting rooms, and rich wood decor. Glen Eagles special purpose rooms accommodate everything from small business meetings to bridal showers and large wedding receptions. Cozy up in rooms with fireplaces, or when the weather's nice, dine outside on two patios. Whether cocktails, appetizers, or a sit-down dinner, make reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner. More information at GlenEaglesRestaurant.com. Glen Eagles is Carson City's finest dining.
Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and on very special occasions. Glen Eagles sets the bar for delicious cuisine and top-of-the-line satisfaction. It's easy to see why Glen Eagles Restaurant is Carson City's finest. Live great. Come celebrate.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road, or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good.
Another windy afternoon ahead with temperatures settling around 90 and overnight lows back into the 60s. Cooler weather is on the way, though. It's going to be a windy change for Friday with clouds and a chance of showers and into the 70s. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
New fires in northern Nevada. I'm John Potter for the noon news. The closest ones are two fast-moving fires in far northern Washoe County. They burned a combined 6,000 acres, and the town of Via was evacuated. In northeast Churchill County, the Blue Eagle Fire, burning north of both Highway 50 and Austin, Nevada, has torched about 4,100 acres. It started yesterday. No contention. containment. And new information brings more good news about the Hawk Fire. Late yesterday came word that containment zoomed up to 85%, and full containment is expected by this coming Tuesday. Not much new acreage has been burned, and NV Energy is getting the power back on. 988 still without in Washoe County. That's about half the outages this time yesterday. But today, 47 homeowners are facing the terrible loss of their homes. Some say they'll rebuild from the ashes. Others just don't know right now. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with stocks lower in afternoon trading as investors eagerly await earnings from NVIDIA. The world's most valuable company will be releasing financial results after the closing bell today, which will test the AI trade. NVIDIA shares are down 1%. And the personal consumption expenditures data was released today, showing that inflation was a bit higher or matched June's reading. We'll likely know more about Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's thoughts on inflation and interest rates on Friday when he delivers a speech at Jackson Hole. Industrials and tech are gaining while healthcare is lagging, and Abercrombie & Fitch's stock is surging over 30% after the apparel retailer reported an earnings beat and lifted its full-year outlook. And Kohl's posted lower profit in sales in the second quarter, though it got a boost from tariff refunds. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
KKFT.
And we do have 85 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport, as we continue right along here on the KKFT News at Noon. My name is Greg Neft, and thanks so much for sticking with us here. We give you an update right now on the fire that's burning, the Hawk Fire, of course, that's burning northwest of Reno right now. 85% containment, 15,000 acres roughly charred, 47 homes unfortunately destroyed, 8 homes damaged. And those numbers, of course, will continue to update. There is a press briefing that's expected at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and we will let you know what they had to say right here on KKFT. Again, just repeating, the Hawk Fire still burning, but the firefighters have made great progress on that. They have essentially released numbers saying that the fire is 85% contained, with 15,000 acres burned roughly, and we have 47 homes contained. 47 homes destroyed, with 8 homes damaged. In other news, United Airlines is adding 10 new destinations this year. That is the largest international expansion in the company's nearly century-long history. It will introduce nonstop flights to various cities in Japan, France, Luxembourg, France, Spain. I'm sorry, I said France there twice, didn't I? Portugal, Slovenia, and Italy. Aside from the cities introduced in Italy, no other U.S. airline flies directly to any of those other cities on the list. The new flights will begin operating in spring of 2027. If you're taking Uber, listen up. Uber is rolling out a new feature designed to give parents a little peace of mind. The rideshare company unveiled live video streaming for Uber teen accounts that allows a linked parent or guardian to peek in on a teenager's ride in real time through the front-facing camera on the driver's phone. The stream is also encrypted. The new feature will be available in 9 markets, including Atlanta, Orlando, and Phoenix, along with Uber saying they need to expand the feature nationwide over the coming weeks. Well, after canceling a meeting earlier this week, California Attorney General Rob Bonta says he's still open to speaking with Paramount Skydance officials. Bonta is leading an antitrust lawsuit challenging Paramount's planned $111 billion takeover of Warner Brothers. The lawsuit has put the merger on hold for now. Bonta says he'll have an adult, legitimate, serious settlement discussion, but accused company leaders of playing games and amateur hour conduct, his words. A coalition of a dozen states are trying to block the merger. Bonta says Paramount must make significant concessions to end the court battle, including selling cable television channels, i.e. CNN. Well, word is that President Trump says Canada is a horrible country to deal with when it comes to trade. He said that they've been ripping us off for years, and it was time to finally do something about it. Trump says there are some products we get from Canada that are being impacted, but they don't truly impact the bigger picture. The president then said he's seriously considering renaming Lake Ontario to Lake America. SpaceX plans to build a $100 billion spacecraft launch facility in coastal Louisiana. The company made the announcement on Tuesday, ending months of speculation. Construction on Starbase Louisiana is expected to begin next year, with the first launch possibly by 2029. The governor of Louisiana welcomes the project as an economic boost for the state, but local residents say they do not know what to expect. The project is expected to create nearly 10,000 jobs, and state leaders are taking steps to see if that their jobs go to Louisiana residents. Do you shop at Target, or do you own Target stock? Well, Target shares fell nearly 4% Tuesday after backlash of a potentially offensive Halloween costume. The company apologized for the costume Monday, a children's clown outfit that some say evoked racist minstrel stereotypes, and pulled it from shelves and online sales. The stock fell as much as 5% during the day's trading. The director of Target Shareholder Investment Group said the costume controversy is, quote, another example of a chain of events where Target has lost trust with its consumer base. Looking for a hamburger to grill this weekend? It might cost you. The U.S. Agriculture Secretary says the White House's plan to temporarily pause higher tariffs on ground beef imports is still under discussion. Hold the phone. The trade representative, Jamison Greer, is still finalizing the plan along with President Trump. This comes after backlash among Republicans over the proposal after the president announced the decision last week, saying the imported products would be sold at 25% below market price. That has caused some anger amongst ranchers in the U.S. Midwest. President Trump's approval rating is at a record low. A new Reuters Ipsos poll shows it's at 33%. That is a 14% drop from the start of his second term. This comes just before key midterm elections as the war with Iran nears its six-month mark and Americans express concerns about the economy in recent polling. Spider-Man continues to crawl his way to new records. Spider-Man Brand New Day has now earned $858.4 million to pass Avengers Endgame for second place in the all-time domestic box office list. The fourth entry in the Tom Holland-led series is on pace to join Star Wars: The Force Awakening as just the second movie to earn $900 million domestically. Brand New Day has raked in more than $2.2 billion at the global box office. Other news that we are following this hour, Apple will host its next launch event next month. Analysts anticipate the company will announce the latest iPhones and Apple Watches that could include Apple's first ever folding phone. This will mark the first ever launch event under the new CEO. The event will take place September 9th at Apple's headquarters in Cupertino, California. Well, let's switch gears a little bit and check in. Word is, let's see, measles. Two people are dead from the measles in the state of Pennsylvania. That state's Department of Health said both individuals were unvaccinated but will not identify them to protect their privacy. They are the first measles-related deaths in Pennsylvania in 35 years. The state's health secretary said in a release that because measles have been largely eradicated, people seem to be unfamiliar with the potential safety and severity of the disease. She noted that the combined measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine is safe and provides the best protection we have against measles. FM News Talk Time, 1243.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
We're still doing fairly well on the roads right now. They got that earlier injury collision on southbound 395 at Red Rock cleaned up, and everything is moving along on 395 into 580 just fine. On Mill Street at North 580, as you make your way onto northbound 580 from Mill Street, there's a broken down motorist off to the side of the entrance. Use a little extra caution when passing by. And let me remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or in Reno? Only 99 scoots at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It's 89 in Sparks, 87 in Minden, 88 in Wellington, 75 at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
We have one more day of this stable weather pattern, then tomorrow we start to see a change. A windier day tomorrow, a little cooler, and then much cooler Friday with temperatures in the 70s and a chance of showers. Cheap and good are not related. Don't end up broken down on the side of the road to find out why it's called a screaming deal. Trust A Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Guy Benson coming up at 1 after the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
If you're 62 or older and have built significant equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could give you more financial flexibility in retirement. I'm Patricia Wood, reverse mortgage specialist with American Pacific Mortgage. Did you know you can access your equity as a line of credit or monthly income or both with no monthly mortgage payments? Your home stays in your name or your trust, and the funds can be used however you choose. To learn more, call me, Patricia Wood, 954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Ben's Firearm Supply is your new go-to source for guns and gear in Carson Valley. Ben's offers a wide variety of your favorite brands, including Vortex, Safariland, EOTech, Magpul, Franklin Armory, and more. Come on by to shop new firearms and our collection of used pistols, shotguns, and rifles priced just right. Make sure to mention you heard this on KKFT for a free hat with purchase. Ben's Firearm Supply is located at 2246 Park Place, Suite C, just off Airport Road in Minden. For hours of operation, visit bensfirearmsupply.com.
Imagine stepping into your backyard and feeling like you're at a private resort. A built-in grill, a handcrafted pizza oven, comfortable seating around a beautiful fire feature. At Reno Outdoor Living, they have the premium brands and expert guidance to create an outdoor space that brings family and friends together. Call 302-0268. That's 302-0268 to start your backyard transformation today. Reno Outdoor Living. Elevate the way you live outdoors.
When you need tree service, don't call a couple of guys with chainsaws. Call Northern Nevada's most equipped tree service. Call Battle Born Tree Service. Battle Born Tree Service has three certified arborists on staff with OSHA 10 and 30 cards. And most importantly, they hold above industry liability insurance, which means no matter the size of your job, you're covered. And there's no job they can't do. When Battle Born shows up, it's like a tree army with an Alltech 75-foot elevator bucket truck, a Tract, Carlton 75 horsepower stump grinder, a 19-inch capacity bandit chipper, multiple compact track loaders, wheeled skid steers, big wheel loaders, and much, much more. Battle Born Tree Service can do in a day what it takes the other guys three or more days to do. For commercial and residential service and maintenance, hire an army, a tree army. Battle Born Tree Service. Call 775-232-8243. 775-232-8243.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
FM News Talk time. It is 1248 as we continue right along here on the KKFT News and Noon. Thanks so much for hanging with us here as we move right along here. An update for you on the Hawk Fire. 85% containment, more than 15,000 acres charred, 47 homes had been destroyed, and 8 homes have been damaged. There is a media briefing that is scheduled for 2 o'clock this afternoon, and as soon as we learn some updated information, we will bring that to you right here on the KKFT newscasts as we continue to move along throughout the day. Well, since we're in the dog days of summer, it's only fitting that today is National Dog Day. It was created back in 2004 to raise awareness about the massive number of dogs in shelters that need adoption, and it's where we first heard the phrase, adopt, don't shop, urging people to think twice before buying puppies at pet stores. National Dog Day also recognizes the contributions service dogs make to keeping people safe. Well, do you believe in UFOs? Me neither, but a new Gallup poll says that about half of all Americans are skeptical that aliens from outer space have been visiting the Earth. The new poll says 49% think all UFO sightings can be explained by either human activity or natural phenomena, while 37% think some UFOs, or UAPs as they're also called, may be alien spacecraft. 13% had no opinion. The Pentagon recently declassified previously top secret federal UFO files under an executive order by
President Trump. Where it is that former presidents are honoring the life and legacy of country music icon Dolly Parton, who died Tuesday after a battle with cancer. Former presidents Clinton, Obama, Bush, and President Trump all issued statements praising the impact the singer had on society, culture, and the nation. President Obama wrote about Parton's journey from being born in a one-room cabin to winning Grammys, building a business empire, helping kids learn to read, and even helping to fund development of the COVID-19 vaccine. Clinton called her a one-of-a-kind entertainer who never forgot where she came from. Bush wrote that he and his wife, Laura, respected her work to promote literacy, advance health, and strengthen communities. Other news that we continue to follow this hour. Word is that Instagram head Adam Mosseri has been called to the stand in the latest social media addiction trial against Meta, playing out in federal court in Oakland. Several state attorneys general are suing the tech giant behind Facebook, alleging it designed its social media platforms, also including Facebook and WhatsApp, to engage children and get them addicted. They also claim Meta misled users about the safety of the apps. Meta has called those claims unsubstantiated. A golf company has apologized for an ad depicting violence against women. The golf company Callaway is apologizing over a commercial for a new driver that, following complaints that it depicts violence against women. The video was posted in part by its media partner, Good Golf, shows a woman reaching for the driver as the company's co-founder rushes after her and knocks her to the ground. He stands over her and says, "Don't touch my driver." Good Golf took the video down after widespread online backlash. Callaway did not mention whether it's reviewing its partnership with Good, but says it will learn from this and do better. A company is recalling a lot of thyroid tablets because they could potentially be super potent. The FDA announced that high-potency 30-milligram tablets could cause hyperthyroidism or an overactive thyroid. Consuming them could result in weight loss, heat intolerance, fatigue, chest pain, and other symptoms. The company behind it is working on notifying wholesalers to stop distribution. FMNews.com, 1252.
KKFT. Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk. Sports.
The Reno Aces donating the proceeds of ticket sales from last night, tonight, and tomorrow night's game with Sacramento to the Hawk Fire relief efforts. Last night, Sacramento won 12-3. Six boys soccer games on the schedule today. Galena at Sparks, probably the most competitive. And the Nevada quarterback for the Western Kentucky opener, Jeff Choate, naming Carter Jones the quarterback who wrapped up the season, winning two out of the last three as the starter for this year's 2026 campaign. I'm Craig Spope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
A committee of resolute theologians met with President Abraham Lincoln, determined to block the appointment of Reverend Shrigley as hospital chaplain, declaring his teachings unsound. He does not believe in endless punishment. Furthermore, he believes in the salvation of all souls. Even rebels will be saved. "Well, gentlemen," Lincoln replied, "if this be so, and if there is any way under heaven whereby the rebels may be saved, then for God's sake and for their sakes, let the man be appointed." And he was. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
Why suffer the endless punishment of sweltering summer heat? Let Lincoln Heating and Air restore a little bit of heaven with a nicely cooled home or office. Call 359-1985 for a service, repair, or free air conditioning estimate. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Here's a harsh fact. 40% of women and nearly 20% of men suffer from varicose or spider veins. Left untreated, these veins can cause tired, heavy legs, swelling, burning, cramping, aching, even restless leg syndrome. In some cases, it can lead to serious health risks, like blood clots. USA Vein Clinics offers minimally invasive treatments that take as little as 15 minutes, covered by most insurances. Call 775-237-2367 and schedule your appointment today. Don't wait. Call 775-237-2367 for free information today. Imagine walking, exercising, and sleeping peacefully again. Varicose and spider veins won't go away on their own. USA Vein Clinics can help. Call 775-237-2367 for fast, easy, and affordable solutions. USA Vein Clinics treatments are covered by most insurance plans. Don't put this off any longer. Call 775-237-2367.
Tired of looking at your old leaning fence? Do you have problems with your gates not opening and closing properly? We can help. Call Florence Fence today. Whether you have a wood fence, chain link, ornamental iron, or vinyl fence, we can repair your existing fence or replace it with a new one. Florence Fence has been serving the Reno and Lake Tahoe area for over 37 years. Call us today at 775-267-9918. Or visit us on the web at florencefenceinc.com.
FM News Talk Time, 12:56. The Justice Department says a Chinese hacking operation targeted it along with NASA and the Federal Reserve, among other sensitive agencies. The DOJ said it seized two hacking platforms operated by a state-run group employed by a Chinese-based firm. They work to target U.S. infrastructure and other sensitive networks. News from the NFL. NFL owners are approving the record sale of the Seattle Seahawks to an ownership group led by another family. Multiple reports say league owners unanimously approved the deal Wednesday during a special meeting in Atlanta. The decision clears the final major hurdle before the sale can be completed. The group agreed in July to buy the team from the Paul Allen estate for an NFL record deal worth more than $9.6 billion. The sale is expected to become final within the next week, ending 29 years of Allen family ownership. The new owners will become the Seahawks' new controlling owner. They're expected to have a significant leadership role with the franchise. And that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the KKFT News at Noon. Thank you so much for joining us today. We will be back with you before you know it tomorrow, covering all news in Northern Nevada and beyond. Again, the Hawk Fire. Firefighters seem to be getting the upper hand on that. 85% containment with 15,000 acres charred, 47 homes destroyed, and 8 homes damaged. Well, those numbers will update most likely this afternoon, and we will bring those to you. I'm Greg Neft of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Make it a great day, everybody.
Free for trying to find the game. Cards for sorrow, cards for pain. Cause I've seen, oh, blue skies through the tears in my eyes. And I realize I'm going home.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT. Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.